I hope you have a pen and paper down, because any time this great lady is on, you're going to want to take notes. The first thing I want you to write down is PrestigePublishing.com. PrestigePublishing.com is a website where you can get her newsletter, her books, her seminal books, her just essential. I got several of them sitting here on my bookshelf. She is well accomplished, well respected, well known throughout the country, throughout the world, and has lectured across the world. Her accomplishments are longer than my arm. She is one of the great general medical minds that we have. It's a pleasure to talk to her, pleasure to have her on. Dr. Sherry Rogers, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Hi, Dan. I want to tell you, I really missed you when I had to do the show by myself. Wow, I didn't realize how difficult it was. There's nobody to talk to. I missed you.
Yeah, I can understand. Well, just paint a picture on the wall, or put a picture up on the wall and just talk to that person. That's what I did at first. It helps. There's a little tip for you.
Okay. Well, actually, if folks are... They're going to be, there's always a whole spectrum that we talk to. People who know nothing to people who've been readers for ages and all in between. So for everyone, the most important thing is 2020 Total Wellness. Just the year 2020, because every month goes further and further and further into everything that we're saying today, plus much more with all the scientific backup, plus the how to, where to get it, et cetera. So 2020 Total Wellness.
2020 Total Wellness at Prestige Publishing.
Everything we talk about. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to do this interview. I'm going to do it a little backwards. I'm going to start with probably an ending question, and then we're going to work forward.
Okay.
The question I have first is, what is this fall going to look like? We've heard a lot of things. Is this going to be better? Is it going to be worse? They're going to come back with a new virus? What, in your opinion, what will the fall, winter into next year look like?
Well, having read over 800 hours of virology and genetics, et cetera, and all sorts of other related things here, what we see is that there were 6 coronaviruses. And they were like the common cold, and then the SARS was the worst one, severe acute respiratory disease, which actually caused more deaths and got everybody's attention. The new one that's called COVID-19 and has some other designations as well, that one was supposed to be the new and this is the one that actually, as they showed in the Journal of the American Medical Association, became cancer of the lung. It's the first time that a flu virus actually was proven to cause a cancer. And this is in the March 17th, Journal of the American Medical Association, or JAMA. So this got everybody's attention. But what's even more crazy is, even back in 1940, a brilliant researcher called Barbara McClintock discovered that genes don't just stay stuck like we've all thought. They do what's called jumping genes. They jump back and forth on the DNA, on the RNA, and they change positions rapidly depending upon the environment of the host. The person, what they're eating, drinking, et cetera, and all their nutrient levels. Well, this was so radical for medicine that she didn't get the Nobel Prize until 1980, 40 years later when she was 82. Fortunately, she didn't die until 92. But you'll see that it was such a hard concept, and that's partly why this jumping genes, this is partly why this will never go away. It will come back in various forms, as you've seen in the Wall Street Journal. It's like a test can be positive today, negative tomorrow, positive the next day. Or they try to find a vaccine. Oh, well, this one covers some of these people, but it doesn't cover these other people. Or it stops working in 3 to 6 months. And that's all, and the same with, there's no drug. Remdesivir, they're throwing millions of dollars at it. It has never been proven to decrease the death rate. All it's been proven to do is decrease your hospitalization days by 4. So there's going to be a huge. It's not one virus anymore. It has morphed into multiples, and we'll hopefully get through the 8 stages that it makes today, and how to protect yourself with various nutrients, because that is the only way. There is no drug for all these different stages. And people will say to me, oh, well, if all this nutrition stuff is so important, why don't we hear them doing any studies on it? And I'll give you one real good reason. This week in the Journal of the American Medical Association, they looked at one of the worst problems in medicine, and that's sepsis. In other words, people who are in ICU and they have overwhelming infection on their whole body. And what normally happens is 50% of them die within a month. So a lot of them don't even make it out of ICU. Sepsis in ICU, overwhelming infection, is a very bad thing. And this is partly how a person dies of the end stages of COVID-19. So anyway, in this study, they decided that, okay, these people are in ICU. Let's give them 1,400 grams of vitamin C a day for 4 days, and see if it makes any difference. And how we will determine that is we will look at one of their indicators of body inflammation, the CRP, the C-reactive protein, a blood test that's available everywhere. Well, it didn't make any difference, as it shouldn't, because it was underdosed. It's stupid to use a nutrient as a solo act. God's molecular biochemistry is an orchestration. And it was for too short a time. And the CRP is an indicator of gross inflammation. Anyway, the bottom line is, all these papers in the Journal of the American Medical Association, they start out with a very tiny little abstract, which is the part that only doctors read and only reporters read, because they're too busy and too ignorant to look at the facts. So as I read the entire paper, guess what, Dan? 1,400 grams of vitamin C cut the death rate 30% in people in ICU dying of sepsis. This is outrageously huge. And yet, when they asked the researchers, they said, why didn't you tell this in the abstract? They said, oh, well, we weren't measuring death. We were measuring the CRP. So you can see that a 30% decrease in your death means nothing to the Journal of the American Medical Association. But if that were remdesivir, oh, my gosh, the worldwide internet would be flooded with accolades for the drug. So you can see that.
I am stunned what you just said. This is one of the most important stories I think you've told us to understand why. Why are we being lied to? Why don't they tell us the truth? Why are we
being misled?
Money in
it. The amount of vitamin C. In fact, when I consult with our readers on the phone in 24 countries, if they have a serious problem and they're consulting about someone who's in ICU or something, I'll say, well, tell the doctor to give X grams of this nutrient and this nutrient. They come back and they say, it's not on the hospital formulary. They don't carry these things in the hospital. And we saw the same. By the way, all this, I'm a junkie, a reference junkie, so everything I say, we have the scientific backup and further explanation. This study is detailed in upcoming issue of the Total Wellness this year's 2020 newsletter. But we saw the same thing last year with vitamin D. In order to get rid of a virus, high blood pressure, diabetes, a cancer, anything, recurrent infection, you have to have a level of vitamin D well over 70 nanograms per milliliter. What did they use in the Journal of the American Medical Association? 30 to 40 to make sure it didn't work. And sure enough, their abstract said, yep, don't bother even checking vitamin D because it doesn't help anything. And then they did the same thing with vitamin E the year before. That was even more riotous because what they did was real vitamin E is only 8 entities, 4 tocopherols, 4 tocotrienols, alpha, beta, delta, gamma, and of each one. So they were so utterly ignorant, as usual, in the Journal of the American Medical Association, that they only used one of eight parts of vitamin E. And, of course, it didn't work. But that's like going to the car dealer saying, I want to buy a new car. Oh, but I can only afford one out of every eight parts. But I expect it to work. So you can see how absolutely against nutrients. They are so ignorant. It defies explanation.
All right, well, let me put it, let's put a bow on this and then we'll move on.
Okay.
As I'm listening to you, I'm thinking they're not ignorant of it. They're intentionally making these results fail and making it look bad. That's my mind. I'm pessimistic. Are they intentionally trying to make these things look ridiculous?
That's what I say too, but all my attorney friends say you can't say that. You don't know that they have. You haven't proven their intent. So I just lay out the facts and let you make your own decision.
Okay, so.
Well, it's just like they just interviewed in the Wall Street Journal this week at Dr. Anthony Fauci. And I don't know that he's ever had a practice, so I've been practicing 50 years. I don't know that he's ever assayed anybody's vitamin D levels. I've been assaying them for 40 years. Anyway, he was asked, well, what about some of these nutrients? Vitamin D, he said, oh, nobody has a deficiency. Well, I beg to differ because of
he
your
said that?
Nutritional
whoa, 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 yep. whoa, whoa. Yeah, he said that on TV or what?
Yeah,
what
in it was in the Wall Street Journal.
My
it did
God.
Publish.
Dear God.
And 80% of African Americans have low vitamin D. 50% of Caucasians do. It's one of our many nutrient epidemics, which is one of the many reasons the virus, when it keeps recycling back and back, and it's designed to recycle multiple times without causing humongous problem, because if you're a smart virus, you don't kill all your hosts at once. You first figure out a way to spread yourself very widely. Then, as each host falters, you can knock them out, which is why we'll go through the eight parts where people have to protect
okay,
themselves.
I have to ask you, you just used the word, you used it, designed. This is a man-made virus, yes, and it sounds like it's really,
yes.
really insidious. This sounds
Luke,
like this is...
Luc-Antoine Montagnier got the Nobel Prize in 2008 for discovering the HIV, the AIDS virus, and he mapped out the entire genome. And when they asked him to look at the COVID-19, he said, wow, this is, quote, definitely man-made, unquote.
And I've heard that
a lot more evidence in the newsletters.
Okay, I've heard there's basically four parts to this. It's like HIV, smallpox, coronavirus. It's like four parts mixed or something I've read. I can't remember. Do you know anything about that?
Oh, well, there's so much that people won't want to know about. But one of the things that I found rather interesting was when you're trying to insert, to play with genetics and insert certain genes into viruses so that they are more either human resistant or human infective, depending on what your goal is. One of the best ways to use it, to get it inside the human cell, is to use the HIV, some of the genes, as a vector, because it gets inside human cells so well.
Okay, I'm going to say it because apparently you don't want to say it because maybe you talk to your lawyer. But basically, this thing is designed to be really subtle, really insidious, really get down deep and come back in waves and waves and waves till it really explodes across the population. That's what you just told
me. Yes, and we have dozens of references coming up in the newsletters and so many more are all over when a person starts looking in depth at what is happening. So it's important for a person. Maybe we should start with
Let me ask you one more question. I've also been told by some people that I respect that there's a possibility this is a binary weapon, meaning this is kind of, it sets the stage, it lays the groundwork, it kind of burrows in, and then another strain or another virus comes behind it and it goes into the door that this virus has created. Is there any possibility to that?
There is, only because, remember, just as the beginning thing, McClintock, who got the Nobel Prize in 1980, and one of the few people to get a solo Nobel Prize, usually you share it with multiple people, the jumping genes. There's no prognosticating what it's going to do. Nobody knows what it's going to do now. And so it could have been a big mistake that it got out too early before they finished playing with it. Because, as you will see in upcoming newsletters, the Total Wellness, the COVID does not affect rats. It only affects humans. And it gets into the gate of our cells through one receptor, the ACE2 receptor. So in order to study it further, many researchers have humanized rats. In other words, they gave them human ACE2 receptors so they could study the potency of a virus. And, I mean, this is serious stuff, because even if one country is not set to bring the U.S. down, many others maybe, because there are lots of researchers in virology. There's a journal called Virology. There's a journal called Journal of Virology. There's a journal called Journal of General Virology. There's a journal called Virology Journal. And then we can go into like hundreds more. I mean, is big stuff.
Okay, who in the right mind designs a virus like this? I mean, why are we even designing things like this? Who is designing things like this? Why would you ever need this? Why would they do this?
Well, the Chinese, Dr. Shi, S-H-I, has, this is well documented. She's a researcher at the Wuhan Institute of Virology in Wuhan, where it started. And for 6 years, she and her team, twice a year, trek 1,000 miles to the Yunnan bat caves. And there they put on hazmat suits, well, before they enter, and they spend a week there collecting bat guano, poop. And then they bring it all home and they study, because it's the richest source of vitamins or viruses that the world has seen thus far. So anyway, they started studying all this stuff. And anyway, I mean, there's so many things. Just even this month in the Journal of Nutritional Biochemistry, you know how people are told, oh, we got to spend a lot of money on ventilators because they get hypoxic. They get low in oxygen when your oxygen goes less than 93% on your oximeter, which everybody should have a little finger oximeter at home. They should all be checking their blood pressure at home. Anyway, we can go into those things. When your oxygen goes down, what they don't understand is the reason is you're not getting oxygen to your cells in all of your organs. Why? Because the red blood cell, which carries your oxygen to every single cell in your body, has to squeeze through capillaries that are half as their size. So they have to be extremely flexible. And that means a lot of cod liver oil, phosphatidylcholine powder, the 8 forms of E, PS100, etc., things we've talked about in previous shows, which I think you have archived, and it's all spelled out in details in Total Wellness 2020. Beta-carotene is hugely important for that. And most people are low, because we analyze all their vitamins and minerals when we talk to our readers on the phone in 2 dozen countries.
All right, we got about 2.5 minutes before the break, and I'm going to ask you again, and everything you said, I mean, I'm drawing the conclusion, but I want you to draw it. I don't want my conclusion. People don't want my conclusion. They want your conclusion. This fall into the winter, it sounds like this is going to be way worse.
Oh, probably. It should be, because the U.S., remember we talked on previous shows of yours, we can go into these facts again, that the U.S. will be hit harder than any other country, because, number one, the countries that were already slammed, Italy, France, and Greece, etc., Spain, are in the top 10. We're number 43 because we major in drugs and chronic illnesses. The first thing a person has to get rid of is the 7M, and that's all described in the 2019 Total Wellness. if you're still eating trans fatty acids and foods with from Teflon pans, and you're eating out, if you know you have no, you're getting so much Roundup. We have six times the level of Roundup in our blood in as Americans as do the Europeans.
How do we detox Roundup out of our blood?
The book Detoxify or Die, the Far Infrared Sauna, is the first way to go. And that gives all the details. And you're absolutely right that there are only two things that cause all disease. The nutrient levels go down and the toxicity levels go up. And that's how we get people well. That's how we cure things that they keep telling people have no cure, like macular degeneration, atrial fibrillation, high blood pressure, coronary artery plaque, etc., diabetes. Medicine in the United States tells people, oh, you have a symptom, we have a drug. You still have the symptom? Well, we have another drug. Take a person with high blood pressure. First, you poison the kidneys with a diuretic. Then you give them a beta blocker like metoprolol. Then you give them a calcium channel blocker like diltiazem. Then you give them a ACE inhibitor. Then you give them, all you do is use poisons, inhibitors, blockers. You don't cure because the money is not in cure. You don't look for the vitamins and the minerals that were off and the toxins, the aluminum, cadmium, the phthalates, the plasticizers from the plastic water bottles. You look for the latest drug because that's where the money is. Remdesivir is $5,000.
Here, we got about 20 seconds before the break. Just quickly, just name them. Don't get into detail. What are the 7Ms? I know one of them is mercury. Just name them real quick.
Well, the thing is that what the very first one is medications. If you're still on a statin, you're so clueless, it's pathetic, because the core of the cell membrane that has to fight off the virus needs cholesterol, and you need it as well, so we could start with even that.
All right, there's the music. Stay tuned. More with the great Dr. Sherry Rogers on the other side, PrestigePublishing.com. You're listening to the Power Hour, and it's really good to have you. Don't you dare miss this second half of this interview. We'll be right back.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a vitamin toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
We should all be pro-life. As Joyce said, we should all be pro-life. Thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829, including the probiotics. We have the lateral flora and the living streams and the lateral flora from Dr. Group's company. Check those out at the Power Mall. We're going to talk about a lot of vitamins, a lot of phosphatidylcholine detox, that kind of thing with Dr. Rogers here this half hour. So you can get all those and more at the Power Mall. This is how we're supported. This is how we put fuel in the car to drive down the engine of independent media. We don't get a check from corporations. Nike is not giving us a check for our Black Lives Matter shirt here. One, we don't have a Black Lives Matter shirt. Two, no corporation would sponsor us anyway because of the things we say and of independent thought. And we're proud to keep it that way because this is your show. So thank you very much. ThePowerMall.com, ThePowerHour.com, 877-817-9829. Getting back to Dr. Rogers, PrestigePublishing.com is her website. You can get the newsletter, 2020 Total Wellness, and she can stay right up lockstep with what's been going on in the research, talk about cutting edge information that she compiles and that she puts together for you at PrestigePublishing.com, including all the great books. Before we get too further in what we can do to protect ourselves in these eight stages, let's talk about hydroxychloroquine. Donald Trump came out about it. We've heard some French researchers say some things about it. Corporate media came out like it was the worst thing ever. It was like drinking motor oil or something. I mean, it was insane. Hydroxychloroquine, what do you know about it? What do you feel about it?
Well, it's only been around 70 years. If you're in the military, you've probably taken it if you were deployed to any African nation so that you would not get malaria. As usual, they are very anti anything that is inexpensive and you can't patent it and make a lot of money. Hydroxychloroquine costs less than $1 a day. Remdesivir costs $5,000 for a 10-day treatment. When you see the studies that are negative for hydroxychloroquine, By the way, in September's issue of Total Wellness, you'll see all the evidence for a lot of good stuff that hydroxychloroquine does, because it actually inhibits the attachment of the virus right to our cells, and it does many other things. The reason you see studies that were blasting it and saying it was no good is the same reason you saw the studies, you heard about the studies today, where the Journal of the American Medical Association doesn't think a 30% decrease in your death rate in ICU is worth mentioning. And that's because they're extremely ignorant. When they did, like one of the studies, they used hydroxychloroquine at the end stage on people who were in ICU and dying. That's not where it works. It works to inhibit the attachment. Like if you're exposed to someone and they call you up and say, oh, wow, this person at your club, he's just been turned out to be positive. Or if you start having symptoms, you start having headache, feeling flu, achy, whatever, you start losing your sense of taste and smell. There are all sorts of nebulous symptoms that people have as well. So it's at the beginning that it works. Then the other thing is, they said, oh, well, be very careful. It causes serious EKG abnormalities, the QT syndrome, blah, blah, blah. Of course it did, because, again, they were so utterly ignorant. A normal, or the average drug is metabolized in the body within a day. The half-life of many drugs, depending, you know, if you take them two or three times a day or you only take them once, they're long-acting, the average half-life is like, 3 to 6 hours. Do you know what the half-life of hydroxychloroquine is?
No.
3 to 6 weeks.
Whoa.
So, of course, if you're dumb enough to slam somebody day in and day out in ICU who's already on death's doorstep with a drug that is extremely poorly metabolized by the body and lasts for a month and a half, you're going to kill them.
All right, okay.
I mean, it's as simple as that.
Let me ask you. Okay, like my brother-in-law just tested positive for coronavirus. He's in quarantine in his house. He's had symptoms, chills, whatever. He's also a pharmacist, so he's a legal drug dealer. And so my sister-in-law brought up to him, why don't you try hydroxychloroquine and zinc? You know, and he's, oh no, that's bad. The studies come out.
Because he hasn't read. He's ignorant.
Yeah, I know that.
I'm sorry, but your brother is ignorant. What can I say?
I wanted to listen to this, Dr. Rogers.
Let's not badmouth him too much. Sweetheart, and I'm sure he's a lovely man. But in terms of what he should know, he knows that Plaquenil is 200 milligrams of hydroxychloroquine. It's a sulfated part of it. And he knows he can get it because he is a pharmacist. He also knows that compounding pharmacists can get around the rules and get it for people. So he had better start thinking out of the box.
So in his situation, should he take it because he has symptoms, but he's not on death's door or anything, but he does have symptoms.
What his nutrient status is. Probably if he's that behind the eight ball, he has a lot of deficiencies, in which case he is extreme corona bait. Because remember, the first of the eight stages that corona gets into the body, first thing it has to do is land on your cells, okay? How do you stop that? By having strong cell, by not eating the 7M. By not eating, by not being on medications, by not eating mercury-laden high fructose corn syrup, by not eating mangled fats, the trans fats, which have changed the chemistry of the human animal in the United States 20-fold, according to 2018 Journal of Nutritional Biochemistry. We have created new humans. And then it goes on and on, you know, the GMO foods, the mycotoxins, the manufactured toxins, the phthalates, the Roundup, the Teflon, the mercury, cadmium, lead, arsenic, and then the managed care. In the United States, we make two huge mistakes in medicine. First of all, every specialty only looks at your symptoms. You are a bag of symptoms. And then they have a drug for them, a drug, device, or surgery. They do not. You don't go in and say, oh, I've got atrial fib. How are you going to cure it? They'll laugh at you. And yet, we cure it all the time. I mean, in fact, I've had it and my husband has had it, and so have hundreds of our readers. You cure things by looking at the two causes, the nutrient deficiencies and the toxins that cause us to be leaders of the world in chronic diseases. The other humongous mistake that American medicine makes is every specialty restricts itself to one organ. Oh, I'm an orthopedist. I only look at bones. So he's totally
so they don't get a whole. They never get a holistic view.
Right, you know, you can't heal anything without a healthy gut. You can't heal anything without correcting your nutrient deficiencies. You can't heal anything without getting rid of the toxins that are, you know, and on it goes.
But so they all work together, but they're segmented, so they don't.
Right.
They never study together.
They only look at one. My roommate in medical school 50 years ago, I was lecturing in Dallas, and I called her up, and I said, oh, I haven't spoken to you since we graduated. And she said, oh, well, I'm a pediatric neurologist. I said, oh, how exciting. So you're getting into all the fatty acids, icosapentaenoic, docosahexaenoic, et cetera. She says, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh,
and that's the basis of it should be the basis of every neurology practice is what actually went wrong with the chemistry. How do we fix it? We don't do that in the U.S. because the money is in the drugs.
All right, we have literally 15 minutes left. I want to get to the 8 stages, the 8 ways we need to protect ourselves, what we need to be focusing on our nutrients. Let's transition into that, and maybe my brother-in-law, we can help him get out of the basement.
He ought to get the blood test and go over it with me and find out what he's low in before he ends up in
ICU. Look, the chances of me even getting him to listen to this are so slim, it's unbelievable. But let's just assume he's listening.
Know.
Go ahead.
I'm surrounded by idiots. We have...
I did not say that.
I know, but every morning we have about 50 people on the tennis courts, and probably 6 of them even know what I'm talking about. The rest of them just look like I just pulled my drawers down. I mean, their eyes just glaze over, and they have no... They're out eating, you know, at restaurants. By the way, if you do eat out, as we've shown in, I think it was this month's newsletter, then you better have a big dose of the grapeseed extract when you get home. But it can only be like a quarter of a teaspoon in a full big 8-ounce glass of water, or you'll...
Why is that? Why grapeseed extract?
It inhibits the entry of HIV right through the gut, actually, is one of its many mechanisms. It's a very strong phytochemical, but you have to know what you're doing with it. And the best form is a powder form, which is extremely potent and extremely cheap. And
like a quarter, what do you say, a quarter teaspoon?
Yeah, in fact, even less, an eighth of a teaspoon in an 8-ounce glass of water. If you go out to eat, which you shouldn't do anyway, I mean, you have to be insane to do that now because one of the places that the gut or that the virus is hiding out in is it's in everybody just about now, but there are many different forms of it because of the jumping genes. It hibernates in the gut. This is not new.
Really?
Many viruses hibernate in the gut for safekeeping. We all harbor probably some hepatitis, but they're low levels. You can't even detect them on a blood test. We have herpes. We probably have HIV. Who knows? We have all sorts of virus. We have mono and EBV and all that stuff. We have many, many viruses in our gut. But if you keep your gut healthy, the viruses are happy to live there because it needs a symbiotic relationship. In other words, it can't live without you. So if you are feeding it good food and you're taking out the trash every night, you're detoxifying, it's happy. If you make it unhappy, it says, we're out of here. And that's when it emerges out into the matrix.
This is fascinating.
Your lymphatics, the matrix is the stuff in between our cells. And it also is the place where we store electrons so that we have energy and instant energy. It's also our internet communication for the entire body. It is so amazing, God's molecular biochemistry. It makes me giggle all the time because I just think, oh, this is so clever, and this is just so outrageously complicated. But anyway, the matrix is one of the other places. It's the last bastion of where it hides out before it then attacks the lungs, which have a huge number of ACE2 receptors, and it has a huge amount of sialic glycoproteins. Why is that important? Because just like cancer cells, these viruses are very smart. Did you ever wonder why a cancer cell is not killed off like a staph or a strep? Because, as we showed in the book Wellness Against All Odds, it's too smart. It wraps itself in a sugary protein, a sialoglycoprotein, so that it covers up its antigenic recognition sites. So it's literally invisible to your immune system. That means it's invisible to vaccines, it's invisible to drugs, and it's invisible to a lot of tests. And then when you throw in jumping genes, forget it. All bets are off. That's why these eight things that we'll go into in a future show with all the nutrients to thwart them is so important for everybody to learn, even your brother-in-law. Don't give up on him.
Why don't you gave up on him? You put him in. You
no.
did, not me. I didn't. I like my brother-in-law.
But the other thing is that you need to understand is that when they spent, what was it? I forget how many billions of dollars on the human genome, mapping it out, then they discovered that there were 23,000 genes in the human genome. And they thought, oh, okay, so this is what we are. Wow, isn't this cool? Then they looked at a grain of rice. It had twice as many genes. Because, again, they're so ignorant. They didn't realize that 90% of our genetic material is in our guts. It's not in our human body. That genetic material in our guts governs all of our other genes that are in our bodies. So that's what they were missing, and they still do. I mean, look at all the people who see a virologist, and he says, "Oh, you have this bad," or they say a geneticist, "You have this bad gene, and you got to do this or that." No, you have to fix the detox pathways. You have to fix the gut. You have to look at the nutrient deficiencies.
So this idea. We hear this all the time. Well, it's just genetic. I'm just genetically disposed
to
it. My mother had it, so I'm going to get it, you know, or whatever.
Yep.
That's just, it's
and
really
don't forget,
nonsense.
People who share genetics also share environment. Mm. They often share diets.
Oh, good point.
They share where they live, the environmental pollutants. They share how they cook food. You know, who cooks your food is more important than who your doctor is.
Wow, I never thought about that. Hey, we do have a caller. Let's get to this caller, Dr. Rogers. Eric, we have Eric.
I hope it's not your brother-in-law.
Oh, that would be hilarious, wouldn't it? Eric in Pennsylvania.
I
Eric in Pennsylvania, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much. Dr. Rogers, do you ever mention the exosome phenomenon that a lot of doctors are now catching on, that the actual virology, traditional, conventional study is inaccurate?
Well, again, Eric...
Well, hold on a second. Hold on. Great question, Eric. I don't understand anything that what you just said. Please, Dr. Rogers, please explain his question to the rest of us.
We're not going to go into a huge amount of the... It'll bore the pants right off people. But exosomes are like... Think of little packages that are inside cells. And you can put stuff into those. The body can put genes in there, and it can put viruses in there, it can put toxins in there, and it can carry them around to other cells or out of the body or into the body. So they're just kind of like a vehicle. But what I think Eric is smartly referring to is that, wait a minute, whenever they talk about anything like that, they always leave out, well, what is the exosome made out of? And the envelope that is the carrier is made out of the second stage for making yourself corona-proof, and that is making your cell membranes extremely strong. And that is the cod liver oil, the 8 forms of E, the anchor for the cod liver oil, the phosphatidylcholine powder, and the PS100. And we've gone into all the doses and everything.
Can you take them all together? Do you need to space those out, or can you take them all in one shot?
What we do is that's a whole other show, how to organize the nutrients as well. But for the cod liver oil, we just open the refrigerator door and take a slug and put it back. For the 8 forms of E.
Do you take the phosphatidylcholine at the same time, or can you take it later?
Doesn't matter.
Okay. All right.
No.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, it's okay. And so what we have is, for example, we organized folks' nutrients. For example, they go to the drugstore and they get a box for a green one for morning and a blue one for evening. And in the blue one, you know, Monday through Sunday, in the blue one you put every day one EGEMS Elite, every day one Gamma EGEMS, every day two Tocotrienols. That'll give you super levels of the 8 forms of vitamin E, because that's the guard dog for the cell membrane. We slug down the cod liver oil anytime, because that, the humans in the U.S. have changed, as the Journal of Nutritional Biochemistry showed us August 2018, have changed the chemistry of the human animal, the U.S. animal, the U.S. human, 20-fold. We have cell membranes full of trans fatty acids and omega-6 oils that are literally, and when I look at the assays of our readers on the phone, they are literally starving for the omega-3s, for cod liver oil, for example. So anyway, furthermore, in the blue box, we also put one 10,000 D3 every day, because researchers found 15 years ago, but why isn't Fauci and Gottlieb and all these other, quote, specialists telling us about it? That's what you have to close the corona gates, to close the gates so the virus can't get in. 10,000 D3. Anyway, and you want the best form you can find, because as the Journal of Nutritional Biochemistry showed in February, one of the leading brands was crap. And so we don't use it. So
10,000 I use every day, D3.
Yeah, and I use Carlson.
Okay, what about you know, we've heard zinc, magnesium.
Oh, well, that's just the other stages. Well, last year in 2019 in the Total Wellness newsletter, we gave an example of how just looking at like 6 of the enzymes, 6 of the 200 enzymes that zinc is in, you can create every disease. Every disease. Doesn't matter what you want to call it. You want to call it macular degeneration. You want to call it high blood pressure. You want to call it diabetes. You want to call it cancer. You want to call it COVID. You can create everything. And most Americans are low there. Or if they do the wrong test. You have to do a RBC zinc. In fact, we should do a show on what tests you should ask, get your doctor up for, because you want to get a RBC zinc, RBC mag, and a 1,25-dihydroxyvitamin D3, bare minimum. If you are not in the top half of normal for all three of these, you are already corona bait, serious corona bait.
Wow. So next time you come on, Let's talk about every one of these vitamins in detail. Let's talk about tests. Let's come on sooner rather than later. Let's get you on quicker. And, cause this is key here. We got literally 2 minutes left. So just maybe go over the different vitamins so people at least have them in their mind, or whatever you want to talk about. We got 2 minutes.
Well, one of the problems is when a person hears that zinc is good, then if he runs out and takes a lot of it, he may then bottom out his manganese, which is already bottomed out from the Roundup that contaminates most of our meats and grains. Or then he bottoms out the molybdenum, which we're low in sulfur, which so we can't detoxify a lot of this stuff, and that also comes from the Roundup. So again, it brings us back to, if you're not stopping the 7M, if you're not doing that first, you don't have much of a hope of then repairing your membrane, closing the gate with D3, then stopping. Once the virus gets inside, it has to replicate. And the birth control is zinc and magnesium. But many other things will do that too. Resveratrol, but there's only one form that I found that there are hundreds of articles saying how wonderful it is, but then when you look at what's on the market and the absorption, and if they have any studies, I only found one that was worth it. That was Longevinex Advantage. And again, so you can find all these things. Then after it replicates, then it has to hibernate. It hides out in the gut. Grapeseed extract, a wonderful thing to start to not only reduce candida, insulin resistance, but it's antiviral. It has.
Do you have a product? Do you have a brand that you prefer?
Yeah, people just go to bulksupplements.com and buy a cheap 1 pound bag for like $7, and it's like enough for a year, or 2 years, or 3 years, because it's a pound, and you're only using an eighth of a teaspoon.
Eighth of a teaspoon. Yeah. There's the music.
Okay. People should remember, there's more power in their bodies than they realize, and their minds. They just have to harness it. Make yourselves too smart to fail.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a pleasure having you on. Dr. Rogers, been an absolute honor. This is a really good interview, and you were pretty funny today. I hope my brother-in-law gets to listen. That'll be funny.
We send him our love.
Yes, we do. We want you happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you, ladies and gentlemen. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com. God bless you. Till tomorrow. Dr. Corsi tomorrow, by the way.
Yeah. Hello. Oh, good.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.